Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ad Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, February 27th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were May corn up a penny and a half at 423, May wheat up 3¾ cents at 578.5, and May beans up 12¼ cents at 1157.5. Probably the big news this morning is we sold 123,000 metric tons of beans to unknown. It's possibly China. They were old crop beans. If it is China, it may be an indication that some of the logistics in Brazil are backing up a little bit. So I don't see that as a big mover and shaker here, but it's at least some business. There are more rains in Argentina. Their crops look to be in pretty good shape. So does Brazil for the most part now. The weather in the States, it's going to be very variable. Today we're supposed to get to 75 degrees in Chicago. And tonight, it's going to go down to 21, a 54-degree drop in about 12 hours out here. We could see some heavy storms with that as well. The market's certainly concerned about the possible shutdown if we don't reach some kind of budget deal out here. But for the most part, you know, the stock market's been relatively strong out here. Looks to open up kind of steady here this morning. I guess the main question is, you know, did we see the lows yesterday? Corn put in a key reversal on the day charts, but it just missed on the combined charts. So I'm not sure what that means, but we'll see here. Could we make a new low by Thursday on first notice day in corn and wheat, possibly beans? I suppose we could. More likely in corn and wheat than anything else, I guess. You know, if the market has turned, I think it's another example, as we've talked about many times before, that a market can be led by the technicals. Even though the fundamentals remain incredibly bearish, you know, things change, the market perceives it. And, you know, a lot of times when you're at the highs and it's still hot and dry out, we break. Sometimes when we're at our lows and there just doesn't look like any demand, we rally. And that's usually justified within, you know, weeks. That maybe the fundamentals have changed a little bit as well. We'll get the WASDE report on the 8th. We'll see what first notice day brings on Thursday. But, you know, overall, it's been so bearish. The funds are so short. You know, we're certainly due for some kind of rally out here. If we could close higher today in corn, wheat, and beans, I think that would be a good start in thinking that maybe the lows are in here. We'll just have to see how this thing plays out here today. The outside markets are relatively quiet. The dollar is just down a tick. Silver and gold are up a little bit after being down hard yesterday. I suppose the big mover up here is another $2,000 higher on Bitcoin. It's up to $57,400, but that shouldn't have any impact on the grains. So we'll have to see where we go here. Good to see a little bit of business picking up in the wheat and perhaps the soybean market. So maybe the lows are in, but we'd like to see everything close higher today. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Don't forget, I will be in the StoneX booth, a commodity classic, on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. So I hope you stop by and talk markets. Have a great day.